story is powerful. It conveys truth beyond what the words alone can convey. And tonight I'd like to share story with you. 70 miles is, the approximate distance from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And for a young couple expecting a baby, it's a long, tiring journey. It's a journey that seems to never end. And it's a journey beyond the basic traveling of the distance. In 70 miles or on a long journey, things change. 70 miles. That's how far we have to travel for the tax registration. I am not looking forward to it at all. Mary's going to have a baby any time now. I don't know how she's able to even walk at this point. I don't know how she's gone through it all. This last 9 months. She's different now than when our parents arranged for us to be married. She was so subdued and naive. Now she's strong and confident. She amazes me. She has been on one long journey, 70 miles. This whole thing almost never happened. Mary found out she was going to have a baby. She said that she freaked out, but an angel told her not to be afraid and that this baby was good news. I didn't know what to think about something like that. Seriously, the angel told her that this baby was going to be the Son of the Most High. I was, to say the least, skeptical. I didn't ask for this. Couldn't endure the looks or the ridicule from folks. I was going to have to break things off, send Mary away and try to pick up the pieces, start over with somebody else. I didn't want bad things to happen to Mary, but I also didn't want to live as a laughingstock. People talk, you know? It looked as if we were both headed in different directions. Nobody was happy. 70 miles. Well, I had one of those angel moments, too. I know, right? It was in a dream. The angel told me not to break things off, but to marry Mary and to name the baby Jesus. The angel said that this Jesus would save everyone. It sounded a lot like what Mary told me about the Son of the Most High stuff. I believed the angel in the dream. When I woke up, I vowed not to break things off, but instead to make things work, no matter what. And it hasn't been easy. 70 miles. Things got pretty dicey around here. We weren't getting along. People were gossiping and no sign of slowing down. Mary got out of town to see her cousin. She was gone for 3 months. Her cousin is really, really old. And she was having a baby, too. They got to talk and laugh and cry and sing together. People started laughing less and giving me fewer dirty looks. By the time Mary got back, they hadn't forgotten, but things had improved. Maybe they just got tired of gossiping. Anyway, it was a long time before we had to leave again. It was a long trip to Bethlehem, the city of David, my ancestor. I hope we make it safely. I hope there's a place to stay when we get there. I hope people are kind. 70 miles. Step after step, hour after hour. We need to rest again. We need strength. Morning, afternoon, evening. My feet and my legs hurt. I can't imagine the pain and exhaustion Mary must be experiencing. Every step brings us a little closer to Bethlehem. Oh, stopping for the night, waking up in the morning, dusty meals, dwindling water, wondering when we'll get there. I think I can see the town in the distance. Almost 70 miles. Arriving in town, it's so crowded. The sound of animals, people mumbling, soldiers shouting. People selling just about everything. Where's a room to stay? Mary's not going to make it much further. I think the baby might be here any second. Where are we going to stay? Can we stay in your place? No? How about this guest house? No? Isn't everyone here related to me in some way? How about here? No. I guess they're not done being angry with me and with Mary. No one wants to let us stay with them. Here? No? Anywhere? How about a place where the animals go? Yes? Really? Oh, thank you. Mary, there's a place we can spend the night. 70 miles. Here he comes. All the screams, the blood. How does anyone do something like this? How does anyone endure something like this? Oh, wait. It's happening. Baby's here. Mary's wrapping him in strips of cloth. She's placing him in the soft hay in the manger. I can see the baby. I can hear the baby crying. All this time worrying, wondering, and walking. He's here. Jesus is here. Now what? 70 miles. There are shepherds coming to see the baby. How did they know? They said that they were tending their sheep, minding their own business, and the next thing they knew, there was an angel there. They were terrified, but the angel told them not to be afraid. The angel told them that the Messiah had come and they should go to the village and find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth in a manger. They said that angels were singing in the sky. And then the shepherds left. They came, told us what they'd experienced, and then they left, singing all the way back to their fields. 70 miles. And then Mary, she just took it all in. I saw her staring off into space, thinking about the journey we've been on. I think she has an idea that what's happened to us, while amazing, is only the beginning. It seems as if there's a continuing journey ahead of us, 70 miles. Now, the story doesn't end. It continues still. There are poor people in the world who journey with newborns to a place of danger or a place of safety. There are forgotten ones in the world who are ready to hear a story of freedom, deliverance, and love. There are migrant workers somewhere tonight sleeping where the animals stay. There are homeless wandering the streets. There are folks who continue to be unemployed and who wonder what it will take for them to finally find work. There are soldiers who don't know when or even if they'll be able to come home. There are people living with illness who need healing. This night there are invisible people all over the world. This night there are people to share food and money and shelter and hospitality, friendship and love with. This night and all nights, we are called to live love. This night and all nights, we are called to do good. This night and all nights, we know that the journey that we're on is a long one, but it's one where we're not alone. We walk together. God walks with us. And this night and all nights, together we can boldly say to all, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you matter. 70 miles.